Welcome to 50 Ways to Succeed at Work, where you hear stuff about ways to succeed even the most well-intentioned colleagues, advisors, careers officers, and HR departments may never get around to mentioning. This is episode 39, Arrival Artist. How you turn up at work makes a more significant impact than you might think. Ethan was on time, just, it felt like a victory, quite a relief. As he hurried to his workstation, Ethan envied those who could mostly work from home, or those leading a hybrid life, mixing the two different approaches. Sitting down, he let out a large sigh of relief, plus a verbal moan.
Oh, I really hate this travel hassle. It makes me so miserable.
Oh, come on, Ethan, we've heard it all. It's just depressing hearing you complain each day. If it's not traffic, it's something else. You even once arrived blaming your clothes were all in the washing machine and had to be tumble-dried before leaving.
It was now something of an office joke. What would Ethan's next excuse be for arriving late? People had begun inventing Ethan excuses, and these included, my gerbil died and I had to bury him. The cat ate my car keys. My kid was not well as he drank expired milk. And my alarm didn't ring due to a power failure. Some of Ethan's explanations for his arrival behaviour just amused. Others, though, generated resentment and some genuine hostility, especially when it meant others had to cover for him. Ethan was surprised when his supervisor called him for a meeting, and it was neither a new work assignment nor a project review.
Thanks for coming, Ethan. Have a seat. So, did you know that around 16 to 20% of workers are late to work at least once a week?
No. I guess that must include me.
Right. Look, I wanted us to meet because your daily arrival keeps attracting unwelcome attention. Several team members find it affects their whole morning, you know, maybe even their day.
You mean people get depressed because I arrive late sometimes?
Not just arriving. You usually also share your frustration verbally and, you know, it often lands badly.
Oh, I never realised.
No, I suppose you don't. This is why I want you to give this some serious thought and start acting differently. And by the way, do you have a favourite charity?
Well, yes, I do. But what's that got to do with my arrivals?
Right then, Ethan. Your new deadline here is to arrive 5 minutes before our organisational expectation of starting at 9 a.m. I want you to do something about this.
Like what?
Rethink your arrival approach by coming back to me with a credible strategy for being consistently on time. I know that you can't cover every contingency, but you still need a plan.
Galvanized by a new understanding of how his arrival affected others, Ethan comes up with an imaginative solution, which he thinks is entirely his. He places a charity box where everyone can see it. He adds a handwritten note promising to donate to the box whenever he's late. It's the talk of the office, and when he starts arriving consistently early, everyone else adopts this method too. Ethan has become an arrival artist. When it comes to arriving at work on time, people tend to have three main questions. Why is it important to arrive on time? What do I say when I'm late for work? And how do I handle situations that could make me late or miss work? Does it really matter if you're late to work? Many employers are often quite tolerant of late arrivals. But a more thoughtful way of thinking about this is, what's in it for you to always arrive promptly? First, imagine that you're a supervisor at your place of work. What's essential for this person? How would they rank the importance of some known benefits of your proper and timely arrival? Well, they'd regard you as reassuringly professional, that you hit your various deadlines, you stay on schedule, you meet your job requirements, you build work relationships, you support the team and its work, and you practice time management. If your boss or supervisor sees you as an arrival artist, you have made a gain immediately. Now, entirely from your perspective, how would you tend to rank three gains? That you strengthen your brand? Well, this enhances your future job prospects. That you build self-confidence and self-respect? This sets you up for success. And it reduces stress and this will be good for your health and well-being and make your work more pleasant. Arriving stressed because you've not left enough time to deal with home stuff may seem inevitable or hard to avoid. This makes it essential to create a routine for centering yourself so that you arrive both physically and mentally in a good state. How you treat yourself on arrival can actually inspire others. For example, emotional intelligence has the most impact in the morning. On arrival, assess your current mood and be aware of its likely effect on colleagues. What should you say if you do happen to arrive late? Well, an arrival artist knows that lateness can affect the boss, co-workers, and projects that you're working on. So take the initiative. If running late, tell your boss or team leader that you're running late, even if they appear laid back about it. Explain by phone, text, or through a work colleague on your behalf that I expect to arrive by a certain time, or I know I should be there on time, but don't worry, I still expect to get the work done on schedule. Most of all, avoid tedious explanations or excuses, real or imagined. Thank your boss for their understanding and appreciate their helpful response. Make it clear that you understand their concern and that may land exceptionally well. Be sure to offer solutions for what your lateness may cause. Show you intend to make up for it. And some ways you can do that include offer to stay late to finish your work. Commit to arriving early the next day. Offer to take a short lunch break to make up for the time. Fit in with others so that they can reschedule a meeting. For an important meeting, especially a learning event, obtain notes from a teammate about what happened or the main learning points. Stuff happens. You can't be prescient. A family crisis or a personal accident will be hard to anticipate. So devise a potential list and your responses if these things occur. Begin with a credible list of things that could make you late or even miss work altogether. Start small and work up to the big ones. Small ones like mislaying your car keys or a train cancellation are easy to anticipate. A fatal shooting on your way to work isn't. An arrival artist provides an advanced warning about late arrival. You tell those on the receiving end of your impending lateness so that they don't wonder where you are, when you'll arrive, and how to handle a situation in which you're responsible. So what action am I proposing? Well, first, adjust your arrival so that you seem social and approachable. Take 5 minutes of calm to arrive fully. And thirdly, pay attention to your mood on arrival and how it may affect those around you. And my takeaway from this? Become an arrival artist by being sensitive to how your timeliness and arrival may affect yourself and others. You've been listening to an episode of Andrew's 50 Ways to Succeed at Work. For more episodes, subscribe free to my regular weekly podcasts. You can catch up on past ones at the 50ways.site, where you can also become a foundation member with access to e-learning units, further reading links, and the forum, where you can ask questions, share problems, and join a growing community of people who seriously want to succeed at work. Now there's a new book and an audio version called, you guessed it, 50 Ways to Succeed at Work. Buy it at Amazon or the 50ways.site. Unmissable. Thanks for listening, and bye for now until next week.